I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, it's Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
This is
Astounding Universe.
And today we've got a really hot show for you. Bob, tell us about it.
Yeah, I figured, you know, there's an expression, oh, that's cool, he's cool, or hey, that's hot. So as we look around in the natural world, what creatures do we see? What animals are actually literally cool and which are hot?
Literally hot.
Yeah, cool. Temperatures. What do you think is an animal that is cooler, lower body temperature than ourselves?
A sloth.
Maybe. I don't know.
I know. A reptile, a snake.
Well, snakes are cold-blooded, so they don't count because they change with their environment. We're talking about mammals. We mammals have regulatory mechanisms that keeps us at a particular temperature.
Well, you didn't say that. You didn't say mammals. We could run back the tape and you'll see he did not stipulate mammals.
No, it's true, but you never know. I mean, it's obvious that insects vary their temperature, and that's why if you ever have to get rid of a wasp's nest or a bee's nest, we know to do it on a very cool night, because cool temperature will slow them down and they won't be able to move, sting you, fly around, cause you trouble. But mammals, they have one set temperature.
Okay, so a cool mammal, it's not a sloth, it's going to be, could it be a marine mammal? Is that, I mean, could it be like a big whale or somebody like that?
You know, you're surprisingly close. It's the elephant.
Oh.
Elephants are about one full degree cooler than we are.
Because they're so big?
Because they're so cool.
Well.
temperature-wise. I mean, this is something that we think about because, for example, we all know that to keep germs from growing on something, we have to keep our food at a temperature that's either cooler than room temperature, like in the fridge, or hot, like with tea or to boil it because that sterilizes it. So germs, we know, must die at a certain temperature. You know what temperature is?
Temperature of boiling water?
That'll do it. Water boils at 212 Fahrenheit. Uh-huh. That'll more than do it.
Okay, but that's not... But
you don't need it that hot.
Okay, so what is the temperature that you would kill?
143 will kill germs.
143 degrees.
You have to get all the way to boiling.
Okay. Is there a particular reason why that temperature? What happens at that temperature? They just up and keel.
Yeah, so that's it. That's safety there. But the interesting thing is that our dogs and our cats, our beloved pets, our friends, are both almost the same temperature. And it's not 98.6 like we humans are. Something that would be a fever for us is a happy normal temperature for our felines and canines.
So they're hotter than us.
They are.
Huh. What temperature are they?
102, both of them.
Wow. So wait, why is it that when you, the old saw about if your dog's nose is cold, then everything is cool with him. Why is that?
I think people just like to put their hands and palms on dogs' noses. There's something nice about dogs' noses.
Especially those English bulldogs. They've got all that stuff coming out of it. Yeah, I love that. No, Bob, I don't want to put my hand on a dog's nose. Get out of here. You're not going to get away with that.
Well, if you're going to put your hand on any animal's nose, the one to do would be a goat, because they are the hottest animal around. They're 103.5 degrees. That's like a raging fever for us, and that's everyday normal goathood.
I'll file that away in interesting but essentially useless facts. I mean, how will that help us become better animal husbands or whatever it's called?
You know what will help us? If we know that the animals that match us, our paisans, our temperature paisans.
Okay.
There are two animals, and only two.
And they're all Italian.
That are the exact same temperature as humans. I'm talking about 98.6 to the Ooh. Tenth of a degree.
Ooh, okay. Oh, give me a clue. I like this.
One was the subject of Moby Dick.
We're not talking about Ishmael here. It was Moby Dick.
A whale, in other words.
A whale.
Good, good.
Pretty good, huh? Figured that one out.
Just had to give you a little clue and you got it.
Yeah, jeez. Thank you. Oof.
And the other one is the animal most associated with guano.
Guano, for those who really are in the know, it's a candy bar found in Malaysia. No, it's not. It's bat dung.
That's right, the bat.
Yes.
So bats and whales match us perfectly.
Bats and whales. Who knew? Well, you knew, but that's weird.
I know where you'd like to go with this. I know that, okay, and so that leads us to the conclusion that, no, this is just sort of like, as we look around, these are who share our heat and who doesn't.
In the world according to Bob, we're not going to wrap up this program neatly. We're just going to leave you with this mess of facts that sort of kind of relate to each other, but are kind of cool. What about heat here, Bob? What, can we get a little hotter?
Yes. The hottest animals are birds.
I would say a hummingbird is going to be the hottest because he's moving so quick all the time.
But all birds, even like a relaxed penguin, all of them, you know, every bird has a normal temperature of, you won't believe this, 105.
Wow. No.
105.
Huh. 35 more degrees and they could kill all the germs in their body.
Hey, I like that.
So, all right, let's do a little recap. We've got bats and whales, the same as us. We've got doggies and cats, a little hotter. The hottest of them all are birds. And the coolest of them all are elephants. And we're sort of somewhere in the middle. So, from two guys who would like to think that we're either, depending on the observer, really cool or really hot. For Astounding Universe this week, I'm Jim Messner.
And I'm Bob Bourbon.
We'll catch you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.